It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. I was listening to someone whistling nonstop very badly the other day, and it was driving me absolutely batty. Why don't the people who whistle in public ever whistle well? Anyway, I'm whistling and walking along with Les Paul, a call on you to help RFI English with something, a new toy in the newsroom, and I want you all to play with it. It's a phone number connected directly to our sound editor, which means if you leave a message, we can put it directly on the air. Woohoo! Now, we have absolutely no idea about the sound quality, and that's where you come in. Call and leave a message so we can see how it sounds. So far, it's just me calling from the newsroom, and guess what? It sounds fine. But from Pakistan, Nigeria, the North Pole, no idea. So if you're game, just call, say hello, give your name and your country, and say something short like, I love RFI English, because of course you do. To call the RFI English newsroom recorder, dial plus, then 331-8422-9600. Got your pen? One more time. Dial plus 331-8422-9600.
We're in the Sound Kitchen cooking I don't know what. My name is Bill Hunt, W.M. Hunt. Susan's cooking something special today.
You'll never guess what I'm cooking up, but I'll give you a clue. It's about rivers, it's about education, it's about boats, and you'll hear all about it after the quiz. On the 20th of December, I asked you a question about climate change, a name and shame agreement, an agreement which relies largely on global peer pressure, had just been signed by almost 200 nations at an international summit in Peru. My question to you was, which are the five most polluting countries? You were to send in the names of the largest producers of CO2 emissions worldwide in 2014. The answer is China, the U.S., India, the Russian Federation, and Brazil. It's Brazil that's number five, listeners. A lot of you wrote in with Japan as number five, and you're not far. Japan is number six, but it's Brazil that's number five. France is way down on the list. Why? Because we use so much nuclear power here. It's clean, but pretty scary. When nukes go wrong, they really go wrong. I think my daughter is right. We should just all ride horses. At any rate, the winners are Rajib Kumar Mondal. He's a member of the RFI Listeners Club and of the Shawan DX Corner Club in Nature, Bangladesh. Another RFI Listeners Club member is a winner this week, longtime listener Zenon Tellis of the Christian Marxist Leninist Maoist Association of Listening DXers in Goa, India. Also from India, from Keralam State, there's Anwar Muhammad on the winner's list, as is the president of the Kaptai RFI fan club in Kaptai, Bangladesh, Jahangir Alam Manto. By the way, listeners, it's not surprising Jahangir Alam Manto knew the answer. He's an engineer and is right now working on a solar energy project. Last but not least, there's a winner from the U.S., Sharina Mitchie from Charlottesville, Virginia. Sharina Mitchie really did her homework. She actually sent in the top 10 CO2 polluters. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to everyone who wrote in. And now for the quiz, which is about, you guessed it, Greece. I know you've all been listening to the excellent reports from RFI English's ace journalist, Jan Vandermada, who was there. The Greeks went to the polls last Sunday for their national elections, and the results are in, and you are to tell me what they are. What's the name of the party which swept the Greek elections this past week, and what is the name of the new prime minister? Get your answers in by the 16th of March, and be sure to tune in on March 21st to see if your answers win a prize. As always, be sure you send your postal address in with your answers, and if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Okay, I gave you clues earlier. Rivers, education, boats. Floating schools in Bangladesh. I learned about this from Jahangir Alamanto of the Kaptai RFI fan club. The monsoons are rather generous in Bangladesh, to say the least. And in the north, a third of the land is underwater all year round. And that makes it rather difficult to get to school. So what do? You bring the schools to the children. On boats. The organization Shidulai has 90 floating schools, which, by the way, are solar-powered, and they're free. Not only does Shidulai teach children to read by day, they teach basic accounting and saving, farming methods adapted to the environment, to adults, mainly women, at night, under those solar power lanterns, of course. And it's sustainable. It's supported by revenue from crops and fisheries. It's pretty great, eh? Thanks, Jahangir. What a good thing to think about.
It's the Sound Kitchen, and Susan Owensby is cooking.
This is from a brand new RFI CD called World Talents, and a quiz prize for you lucky winners. This piece is called Na Lingui Yo, which means I love you in Lingala, and is by the Congolese singer Gasanji, which means the one who raises awareness. I hope you like it. That's all for the Sound Kitchen this week. Many thanks to all of you who wrote in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and we'll cook something good up together next Saturday at 4:52, 6:22, and 7:52 Universal Time. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
So I've been a guy, Nazalina.